I'd like to thank to Howard, to Nancy for organizing this event. I think it's an opportunity to put the next Miami Congress on the table. And my idea is to present some, to complement Rita's presentation. You did discuss before, yeah. But at the end, yesterday you discussed about the presentation and in some way you complement. And at the end, to talk here on the Congress and how it's going, the work to prepare the Congress. Yeah? Oh, yeah, I don't have any disclosure. Yeah. Well, Latin America, only to show the map, yeah, everyone knows, but it's composed by different countries from different regions, yeah. But it's South America, Central America, even North America, and Mexico, and the Caribbean region. It's a complex region, yeah, with a lot of countries, as Rita told, yeah. And basically, we speak Spanish, yeah, and Portuguese, yeah, the Brazil speak Portuguese, and the rest speak Spanish, and in Caribbean, you have some small countries speaking English or French or even Dutch. Yeah, have a long history. Yeah, it's not well known. Yeah, for everyone, but Latin America has a pre-Columbian history. Yeah, very strong. Yeah, that now start to be, I think, better known. Yeah, in terms of the importance of this civilization. Yeah, old civilization in the historical development of this region. Yeah, as Rita told you, I think there is a process of change, intense change in Latin America. It's a continent, yeah, that is in the middle of something. Yeah, this is that's the idea that comes to my mind. Yeah, in the middle of something, and you are trying to solve your own problems. Yeah, with a lot of air force, with huge difference because the countries are a lot different. Yeah. But also have some common characteristics. Yeah. For example, the urbanization process, yeah, that is important for health. You see the graph. Yeah. Nowadays, Latin America, there is a lot of cities, big cities with over 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 5 million inhabitants, yeah, that create new challenges in terms of health. Yeah. And the urbanization process yet continue, yeah, in some areas, very high speed. Yeah. The aging process also is quick in Latin America. Yeah, the fertility rates decrease a lot. Yeah, the life expectancy increase. Yeah, and as consequence, yeah, the number of aging population is also increasing quickly. And I've known, these have deeply implication. Yeah, on the health system, on the health needs, on the health problem that exists. Yeah, you have a lot some characteristics. Yeah, common also characteristics in terms of population composition. Yeah, that you have a lot of health implication. Yeah, there are a lot of common discussion between North America and South America. Question like racism. Yeah, and other topics are also very very important in Latin America discussion on health. Yeah. And only to have an idea, the Latin America received over 10,000 the number of slavers that arrived in North America, even mainly United States. Now, then you have a country that the black composition is very high, yeah, and like Brazil or some Caribbean countries, yeah, that they are really very high black composition in the population, yeah. The indigenous population, that was the original population in Latin America, this vary a lot, yeah, in the present composition of the Latin American population, yeah. There is, for example, country that practically extinguish the indigenous population or keep them very small proportion, yeah. In other countries exist, yeah, yet great importance, yeah, of this population in the present composition of the genotypic and phenotypic characteristics. Yeah, there is a lot of studies going on. Yeah, this is an example of a study done by epidemiologists and the geneticists. Yeah, to try to understand. Yeah, the the impact or the effect or the better known, yeah, on the implication, yeah, of this present composition, not only to understand the origin and the characteristics of the population, but also to understand the implication on health. Yeah, these are an example of three cohort studies in Brazil that are doing associated with the classical investigation, are doing genomic studies to put together information on the population composition. One common characteristic of Latin America that I would like to stress is inequality. Yeah, if it exists inequality in any part of the world, yeah, in Latin America, this is over. Yeah, if you compare, yeah, Latin America or the Gini index, for example, that is a best well-known measure of social inequality, you see that in Latin America this is completely different the standard. Yeah. Then this is a common characteristic. Why this happened? Yeah, there is a lot of historical, sociological discussion because why this happened. It's not clear, yeah, why this happened. Yeah, but it's true. Yeah, there is huge inequality. These photos are example of that. Yeah, they are at the same side of a strong wealth development. Yeah, you keep a huge level of inequality in. Important part of the population in the poor situation. Nah? Then this is, as you well know, yeah, there's huge implication on health, yeah, and this is one of the reasons, yeah, because the epidemiologists in public health is in Latin America very worried about this question of inequality and social determinants of health, yeah. In the past decades, yeah, a lot of progressive government, yeah, have contributed to decrease this inequality. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, you see here in different countries of Latin America, there was important decrease. Yeah, the number of poor or very poor have decreased overall in Latin America. Nah? Some countries more, some countries less. Yeah, but this don't mean that you don't have yet. You continue to have. Yeah, important level of inequality. Yeah, this continue to be an important characteristic of the Latin American continent. But in terms of health, there is some things good going on. Yeah, if you see here this graph from Brazil, yeah, you see in different times, yeah, there is surveys on undernutrition in children. Yeah, and you see how this change over time. Yeah. In, if you compare the extremes, yeah, the two extreme, yeah, part of the graph, yeah, you see how different it was in the 70s, yeah, where the poor population have a very high level of undernutrition, and how they change in the 2006, 2007, that is the last national data that is available, yeah. There was a huge change, yeah. That is a part of a complex effort of the government, public health movements, and the other things, yeah, in terms of improve health of some part of the population, yeah. There is a lot of interest now on investigate, yeah, the role of this change, yeah, this some positive change. And the implication of it is on health, yeah. We understand that Latin America is now a good scenario, yeah, to understand the effect of positive changes in terms of social determinants on health, yeah. And my group and the other groups in the continent are doing a lot of efforts, yeah, to use that to investigate, yeah. The hunger is decreasing, yeah, quickly, yeah. I'm going quickly because I talk. There is a lot of problems, yeah, in terms of chronic disease. Yeah, chronic disease is increasing. Diabetes is very high prevalence now. Yeah, have another characteristic that is the homicide rate. Yeah, that is probably reflected the level of inequality. Yeah, homicide in interpersonal violence is very high. Yeah, despite the apparent happiness of Latin American people. Yeah. The violence is very high. It's not the violence by war. Yeah, it's very interesting. It's different from other areas of the world. Yeah, epidemiology is going quickly, increasing. Yeah, the production, as Rita talked. Yeah, the epidemiology community is increasing quickly. Yeah, And there is some experience of collaboration. I catch this. Yeah, was Nancy organized some years ago a workshop to discuss yeah, on theoretical aspect of Latin America and North America epidemiology. Yeah, we hope this will continue. Yeah, in the next meeting. Yeah, and there is new opportunity, like new Prince Putti. A new Prince was a past president of EIA. Yeah, the importance, yeah, of a global dialogue in epidemiology and the contribution that Latin America could give, yeah, to international debate. There is a lot of challenge, yeah. And by the end, I'd like to put the Congress, yeah. The Congress is going, yeah, will be on the period of 21 to 24 of June next year, yeah. The main topic of the Congress is make a difference across the population. Yeah, this is the motto of the Congress. Yeah, and there is a lot of commission and committees working. Yeah, the commission is there is a lot of participation of North America, the Latin America people. Yeah, to set up the final program of the Congress. Yeah, this is going quickly. Yeah. There is a participation of different associations, yeah, mainly North America. Yeah, this first Congress was mainly generated in North America, yeah, but the IEA put Air Force to make it include Latin America. But a lot of associations that hit a list, yeah, I start to mobilize themselves to be co-sponsor of the Congress and maybe in the future one, yeah, to have a large participation. Yeah. Then there is a lot of award, a lot of activities, and I'd like to invite everyone to go and to participate actively in Miami in June next year. Yeah, as an opportunity to improve the contact, yeah, among these two large community of epidemiologists in the north and in the south. Thank you very much.